my opinion, it's not okay to quit, but it is okay to pivot. Because as you get older and as you learn new things, you gain new insights, sometimes you realize that the path that you're on is not exactly the path that you should be on. And in that case, absolutely pivot. One of the hardest things to do as we grow older is to change. This podcast is my attempt at capturing the lessons each week as I scale my marketing agency to six figures and beyond. I hope that you can use the things that I learn each week to compress time on your own journey. If you enjoy, please share with a friend. So when I was younger, I got picked on a ton, constantly. I was bullied, I was overweight, short, funny looking, I had a terrible haircut. So, you know, I like most kids, I think I was looking for a little bit of an outlet from that, I guess sort of an escape, so to speak. And, you know, I found that in paintball as a teenager. I ended up falling in love with playing paintball. I went one weekend, I think for a birthday party maybe, after begging my parents for months and months to finally be able to go, and fell in love with that, and that became my whole identity. You know, I built a community out of that. I played what I would call as, you know, professionally. I still remember the very first time that I, you know, got to really travel, I think, outside of the state that I grew up in Virginia. I went to Huntington Beach, California, and played on turf. They laid turf down on top of the sand. And that was like, as a teenager, that was a mind-blowing experience. You know, something that I think not a lot of kids my age, I guess, had an opportunity to do stuff like that. And so I was very thankful for that. But, you know, that caused me, I guess, to almost retreat even further from the whole traditional path, because now I had this need to be able to help fund, you know, my goals, the things that I was pursuing with paintball. And so I started working with my dad kind of from a very young age as a way to help fund that habit, which paintball, if you've ever played, very expensive hobby. You know, and I think that process of me starting to work with my dad led me down a path that gave me a lot of really, really valuable life skills. Growing up as a child of a business owner and, you know, learning some of these things has set me apart dramatically from, you know, if I had just been following the traditional path. You know, my dad taught me, do things right, treat people well. Your word is basically your bond. It's all you've got. And that led me through this period of my life as I was playing paintball, as I was going through middle school and high school and all of the weird changes that you go through during that period. It put me in a weird place because, you know, my parents were just like everybody else's. They said, go to school so that you can make yourself a better life than, you know, I have, I guess, was the intention. And really the only thing that rang kind of steady through that whole period of my life was those values, the foundation that my parents put into me as I was growing up. You know, the whole do your thing, do things right, treat people well, your word is your bond. And I got to college and I grew up in a really small town, came to Richmond, Virginia to go to engineering school. And I didn't really find too many people with those values. It was a bit of a culture shock, to be honest with you, but that continued even through college. I was always kind of in the back of my head searching for that community to build those relationships, but build them with people that had some type of, you know, substance, some type of foundation, some type of, you know, a desire to kind of do things right, I guess. And, you know, like I said, that persisted even through graduation when I got my very first job. And I noticed very, very quickly in the engineering field that, you know, they didn't really have those values either. People were kind of just showing up, checking some boxes, and then going home. There wasn't really a lot of a desire to kind of buck the status quo, so to speak. And I never really fit in. You know, I've always sort of been the outcast, or I've always sort of been the misfit kind of person. I guess didn't connect in general with people. After I graduated, I was very, very focused on trying to figure out, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? Because I know that this whole corporate thing is not the move. It's not what I want to do. I don't want to ride in a chair for 10 years and look back on my life and realize all I did was check some boxes, make some money, and take a vacation each year. And in that period of time, I ended up meeting somebody. You know, and this is, at the time, I'm hyper introverted. Way, 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 way worse than I am currently. Terrified of people, so uncomfortable being around people that I don't know. And I ended up one day after work going to buy a book from a local bookstore in Richmond. And as soon as I turned the corner, I kind of locked eyes with this guy. He played football for a local college. Dude was huge. He's one of those guys that's actually the nicest person that you've probably ever met, but super intimidating looking from the outside. And I could kind of tell as he looked at me as I turned the corner to go pick out this book that I was there for. I'm like, this guy is going to talk to me. And I was just bracing myself for the most uncomfortable situation that I could possibly be in. And it came true. You know, he started this conversation with me. Dude was super nice, but I'm standing next to him and I've got the sweats. Like, I'm so uncomfortable. I don't even remember what we really talked about or what he said, but you know, it kind of boiled down to, hey, I know this person, he's really good at business. He could probably help you be good at business too, if you want to do your own thing. And I jumped on it. You know, the reality was, I already knew that I didn't fit in with most of the people that I was around on a daily basis. And I was trying to get around a different group of people. And, you know, fast forward, you know, a couple of days, I ended up getting what I would call sucked into a cult. You know, I got started in MLM in 2013. And 10 years later, it took me about 10 years before I finally started making what most would look at as a decent income and kind of started to get a little bit of a feel for what was going on behind the scenes, how people were treating others, how people were talking about others behind their back. And, you know, to be honest, that didn't align with my values either. And I was like, I just spent this whole 10-year period trying to chase down a group or a community that I thought was built on a foundation that had similar values. And I realized it didn't. So I left, you know, and I think a lot of times there's this message that people preach, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. I think that that's false. You know, I think a lot of people preach this don't quit message because they think people give up way too easy. And yes, that may be true. But in my opinion, it's not okay to quit, but it is okay to pivot. Because as you get older and as you learn new things, you gain new insights, sometimes you realize that the path that you're on is not exactly the path that you should be on. And in that case, absolutely pivot. So I left that arena. I kind of left a lot of the relationships that I had. Very, very weird time. Probably one of the darkest times in my life, to be honest with you. But through that period of me kind of stepping away slowly, I was dating somebody. We later got married. And I mean, I was in that weird period where that was kind of my support system now. It was just that one person going through that dark period of life where I didn't really have a community of people anymore. I didn't really have anybody to lean on or to talk to about situations that were difficult or frustrating or to encourage me. And, you know, in that dark period of time, I was searching for something else to do. And I threw a lot of my energy into helping grow her business. And that's how I got started with marketing. You know, really, she changed her last name. She purchased a new domain to reflect that name change to her business. And she essentially lost all of what I would call the street cred associated with her company, her previous brand. And me being the figure it out kind of person and not really having anything to fill that gap with all the time that I had left over after my full-time job, it's like, I'll figure out website development and SEO. How hard could it be? And the truth is, it's not hard. There's just a lot of people that are sharing tons and tons of information out there that are, in my opinion, what I would call a fake guru. Or a shitfluencer. I've heard them called shitfluencers as well. You know, I went through that period. I learned a bunch of stuff wrong, and I did end up eventually connecting with somebody that did know what they were doing. And I slowly started rebuilding my community virtually with people that, you know, had those values, those things that I thought were important. They did stand on, you know, doing things right. And, you know, it was another group of like weird misfit people that had crazy, weird backgrounds, just like I did, and looked at the world through the same lens. And thankfully I did, because a couple of months later after that, I was kind of blindsided by a request for a divorce. So the remainder of my support system, so to speak, was essentially just evaporating at that point. And I had a bunch of random weird internet friends that knew a lot about SEO and digital marketing. So that went phenomenal. This, I guess, was another pivotal moment in my story, because at that point, when that happened, all of the different things that I looked at as responsibilities, things that I was using almost as a crutch or an excuse as to why I was not going all in on my business, evaporated almost overnight. And I decided at that point, hey, it's either sink or swim. And when my boss called me in the office to give me his little yearly review or whatever and talk about the goals that he never set with me and how I've missed them and how he was disappointed in me not living up to my potential, I kind of reached my boiling point, right? I went from 211 degrees to 212 degrees and I said, screw this, I'm leaving. And I left my job. I decided in December that I was going to step away from my job. I gave them 3 weeks notice trying to be nice, and they decided that 3 weeks was too long for me to be there. They wanted me to leave a little early, and I said, good riddance. I left my job, and I went on my Christmas vacation with my family as an unemployed person. When I quit my job, I was financing my groceries. I was basically making just enough to pay my bills so that I would not get kicked out of my apartment and get my cell phone turned off. So, you know, I was either going to sink or swim. Like I said, I was going to make it work, or I was going to live out of my car. And that first month was a little bit rough, but I started picking up some clients. I started connecting with people more locally. I started building out a community. I started building out a network. And it is now the end of April. And I have so far this month hit a new high as far as gross revenue. We are just under $10,000 this month, and I have a handful of invoices that are out. Things can change very, very quickly. I think that one of the most, if I could boil down, because the goal of this podcast is on a weekly basis for me to share the things that I'm learning. If I had to boil down the previous 35 years of my life into one single thing that I've learned, it's that it's not okay to quit, but it is absolutely okay to pivot. And I'm looking forward to continuing to grow in 2024 and beyond. And so my goal this year for 2024, with the podcast, with the YouTube, with networking, with building out a community, with doing everything that I'm doing, my whole goal is to restore the confidence that the local business owner has in marketing as a valid way to increase revenue and to generate leads. Thank you for listening. I appreciate the time more than you realize. Please, if this helped you in some way, if you get anything out of the podcast, share it with a friend.